The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Lemon city water, sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled.
How you doing there, water lovers? All around our big blue marble. This is And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, the rock and roll water show you did not know Pittsfield had, but we do. Bringing you the Berkshire's water culture and national and international water culture from the heart of the Berkshires to all around your home and world.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Super psyched today. Got an awesome guest. Today's show, we're going to actually be calling veterans are jumping into the water. Yeah, today, great interview with Eric. Want to heads up the Pittsfield Veterans for Peace, an international organization dedicated to bring peace through the inner strength of each and every one of us. So super psyched, interviewed him a few minutes ago over by Lake Pontusic, that snow and ice covered lake. And a little bit of that interview is going to be with us today. Super psyched about that, how they're taking on something huge. So stay tuned for that. Got a lot of music coming your way, a little bit of poetry, also from a veteran, and some comedy. So stay tuned. We love you, love who you are, and let's make this thing happen. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Little bit of Crazy Sexy Cool album with TLC singing the one and only favorite, Waterfalls. You're listening to Rock and Roll And So It Flows.
Mother gazing out of the window, staring at a sun. I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace. I'm not one God-given race, it because my life is 10 shades of gray. I pray all 10 fade away, sell the praise and for the 7 days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I believe would bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no my lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tuning again into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. Yeah.
Don't go chasing water.
Super psyched to be with you here at WTBR and WSBR. Here's our new legal ID, and it's Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, and then 88.1 WSBR in Lee. You can listen to And So It Flows on any one of your podcast channels. Check out all of our different social media. You can sign on for Spotify, playlists, Substack, all sorts of really cool things going on for water. Bringing the water culture from the Berkshires to all around the world. We started the show off with a little bit of TLC with Waterfalls. And we got a little bit of Miley, who follows this show on Instagram. So you know, thanks and a shout out to Miley Cyrus for this awesome song. This is called Bottom of the Ocean.
It's been in the past for a while. I get a flash and I smile.
If you don't wanna tell me you love me. God, I couldn't swim. I went to the water's edge, all ready to jump in. I saw
you are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, Leslie Gabriel, bringing you water culture to all around our Big Blue Marble, right from the heart of the Berkshires, from the former home of General Electric, and all sorts of other cool things. We got We got rivers, we got valleys, we've got ponds and streams and lakes and beauty and culture and awesomeness that is making its own comeback in its own way. And we're going to actually have a really great conversation with Eric Wasilewski, who is the in charge of, he's currently president, I guess, of the Veterans for Peace Chapter 186. And he's going to be with us in just a couple of minutes discussing how the vets are going to jump into the water in a multiplicity of ways. And one major, major way he's going to be sharing about a little bit later. So stay tuned. Another few minutes, he'll be on the show. And we got a little bit of water news coming your way. One of the things that we do here is give water news some coverage. And that touches anything and everything. But this one hits close to home. Housatonic Valley residents grapple with a PCB disposal site planned for construction this spring. OMG. In southern Berkshire County. I don't know about that. I still didn't see any ladies sing yet, so I'm not sure this is the thing. But this is coming from CommonwealthBeacon.org. It's journalism with politics, ideas, civic life in Massachusetts at CommonwealthBeacon.org. This story by Marie Gofar is: residents of Lee and nearby towns are concerned about the potential of release for PCBs in the air and water if the infrastructure fails. And this is depending on who you ask, obviously. The upland disposable facility, a 13-acre landfill planned for construction in late spring in Lee, is either an environmental solution, an environmental risk, or both. The site will hold 1.3 million cubic yards of sediment containing low levels of polychlorinated biphenyls, also known as PCBs, from the Housatonic River and nearby bodies of water. You got sediment that will be cleaned up by General Electric over the course of at least the next decade.
Hmm.
Residents of Lee and nearby towns are concerned about both short and long-term impacts of the facility, ranging from noise, air pollution during its construction, to the potential for release of PCBs into the air and water if infrastructure fails. Others say that the risk to human and health and wildlife can't be worse than it is now. I want to actually make a note. I was at a PCB meeting yesterday in Lee, and one of the contractors, I believe head contractor, made a mention that PCBs are not volatile or they don't get into the air, and that can be further from the truth. This is a semi-volatile organic compound, also known as an SOC. And there are plenty, plenty, hundreds, if not thousands, of peer-reviewed studies sharing about the volatility. So that stuff gets into the air. There are polar bears with Pittsfield PCBs. So it does get into the air. Right now, the dump is the river, said Jane Wynn, founding director of Berkshire Environmental Action Team. This is also known as BEAT. That's where all this toxic material is getting into the air, passing through the water. Right now, people are being exposed! Exclamation point. While she wishes GE would dispose of all the sediment out of state, the most concentrated sediment will be, says that the PCB landfill is a better idea than leaving the chemicals in the open environment. Little editorialization from your super waterman. There are things called bioremediation. That's B-I-O remediation. And there have been plenty of breakthroughs in the last several years around PCBs in general. And my thought is that the EPA needs to, you know, we need to free the science. We need to free the life sciences to bring good things back to life, which GE was supposed to do but did not do. And that's a little bit from the Commonwealth Beacon. There's more to see there, obviously. You go to commonwealthbeacon.org. It's one of the top stories about this possible upland disposal facility. And there's a lot to be said. And super concerned about that myself. It's important that we learn how to clean up after ourselves, just like a five-year-old in their bedroom learns how to clean up after themselves. So it's super, super duper important. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
What also floats in water?
Great. Apples. Very small rocks.
Cider.
A great gravy.
Cherries.
Mud.
Churches.
Churches.
Lead.
Lead.
A duck.
Si algún día te vas de casa, yo te llevo a la NASA. Siento grande por ti, y aunque lo intentara no podría sin ti. Toda mi felicidad es gracias a ti, y si yo me muero volvería por ti. Me siento grande por ti, y aunque lo intentara no podría sin ti. Toda mi felicidad es gracias a ti, y si yo me muero volvería por ti, por ti. Se quedan cortas las palabras realmente, y a Dios le doy gracias porque estás aquí presente. Quiero que sepas que te amo eternamente, que cuando dije sí lo dije para siempre. A tu lado todo no es perfecto pero sí mejor, y cada detalle tuyo es mejor que el anterior. Aquella canción, y cuando decoras con rosas mi habitación, vamos a enseñarle al mundo lo que es amor. Tú y yo podemos juntos, hey, porque amo todas las locuras de tu mente, y así me encanta presumirte ante la gente. Me siento grande por ti, y aunque lo intentara no podría sin ti. Toda mi felicidad es gracias a ti, y si yo me muero volvería por ti. Me siento grande por ti, y aunque lo intentara no podría sin ti. Toda mi felicidad es gracias a ti, y si yo me muero volvería por ti.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. She say that I'm cool.
That's right.
I'm like, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I believe in G-O-D. Don't believe it. She keep playing me dumb. I'm a player for fun. Y'all don't really know my mental
let me give you the picture like stencil. Falling out in a drought, no flow, rain wasn't pouring down. See, that pain was all around. See, my mode was kinda lounge. Didn't know which way to turn. Flow was cool, but I still felt burned. Energy up, you can feel my surge. I'ma everything like this purge. Let's just get this straight for a second. I'ma work, even if I don't get paid for progression. I'ma get it, everything that I do is electric. I'ma keep it in a motion, keep it moving like kinetic. Put it in a frame, better know I don't blame. Everything that I say, man, I seen you deflate. Let me elevate, this ain't a prank. Have you walking on a plane? Both hands together, God, let me pray. I've been going right around, call that relay. Pass the baton, back in the mall, swimming in the pool, can't drink them all. Want a piece of this, a piece of mine, my piece of sign. Can you please read between the lines? My rhymes inclined to break yo. They say that I'm so fine, you could never match my grind. Please do not waste my time. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
Yo, hey, it's Leslie here, and So It Flows podcast. Super psyched to be with you. I'm gonna move the camera up a little here by the snow by Lake Pontusic with And So It Flows here with friend of show, getting all this camera angle set because I'm outdoors. Those of you listening on the radio or on your audio podcast, we're right here on the shores of Lake Pontusic, the frozen shores, one of the headwaters of the Housatonic River. And I am here with someone who I'm really proud to know. He's a friend of show, Eric Wasilewski. Yeah. I call him Eric. He heads up the local Veterans for Peace chapter. And he is a force to be reckoned with. And now, here to share some of his work. You're going to be taking on water. Like, what's going on there? Yeah. That's like... Wow.
Well, Veterans for Peace took on water about 6 or 7 years ago when they were trying to build a pipeline out through the native lands. And that's when Veterans for Peace kind of, for me, that's when water became a political issue. And so Veterans for Peace has had our finger on the pulse of the water issue since then. And I moved out here into Pittsfield 5 years ago, and I realized and I learned that the water issue is near and dear here as well.
Yeah, it's a legacy issue
here. It's a legacy issue. It's something that we're going to have to deal with and our kids are going to have to deal with. And so the way that the reason that the water is polluted is because of the military-industrial complex. And Veterans for Peace, our work is to clean up after them. I am part of the military-industrial complex. You know, I went to boot camp. I served in combat action twice. And the theory of peace by force isn't just false for people, but it's also false for the earth. And it's false for the waterways. And our waterways here have paid the price for it. PCBs are unacceptable. We need to get them cleaned up. And our waterways need to be as clean as they were when the natives were occupying our land.
You know, it's... or we were occupying their land, maybe. Anyway, we'll move on from that little piece of history. But really, the truth is the veterans are part of this environmental movement. In my lifetime, not too long ago, I got to meet Jerry Ensminger. Master Sergeant, Drill Sergeant with the Marines, 20-year veteran. Daughter dies of a rare form of leukemia, and he wonders why. He, along with some of his enlisted and non-commissioned officer buddies, brought Camp Lejeune toxic water mess to the world.
Right.
He uncovered the lies. And I was stunned by what, like, literally heroic work to come up against it. And then to watch that, like, veterans should be part of the environmental movement because they've been impacted.
Significantly.
They've been impacted directly.
Their bodies are polluted. You know, they have dioxin in their bodies. They have depleted uranium in their bodies. You know, the things that we, when we go over there in a fight in a combat zone, those chemicals get into our bodies. And they cause birth defects when we get home, shorten our lifespan. A limit of so many horrific things that happen.
So,
health-wise.
Yeah. So one thing that's really cool is that recently you took on the issue of water around Pittsfield, let's say the Housatonic River Valley, Berkshire County, all the way down to the Long Island Sound and beyond. From my understanding, there are actually polar bears in the North Pole with PCBs that have biomarkers for Pittsfield.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
That stuff is volatile.
It is volatile. If someone says it's not volatile, they're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so watch out. That's a trick.
Yeah, that is a trick, or at least if they don't know what they're talking about, they should say, I don't know.
If you're using those particular phrases, they mean something. They mean something in chemistry, they mean something legally. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
But the chemistry folks say that it is volatile.
Yeah.
And I believe them.
Yeah, I do as well. There are plenty of peer-reviewed studies that you could find that actually state that. It's actually a semi-volatile organic compound, SOC, but it's right on the cusp of a volatile organic compound, which when you touch the water that has it or the dirt that has it or the soil that has it, it goes into the air, and then the air goes around.
And it gets to the polar bears in the Arctic.
Yeah, gets to polar bears in the Arctic. So you're taking this on. So
the chapter.
The chapter.
It's not just veterans.
Which, yeah.
The chapter takes his name after Daniel Shays. Yeah. He had a lot of historical significance out here.
Isn't he from Berkshires, right?
Shays Rebellion. He was actually from Western Mass, but he wasn't from the Berkshires.
Okay.
Closer to Amherst area. But Shays, everyone knows Shays Rebellion. And so we take on that name. We're going to be bringing Shays kind of energy, the rebellious energy.
Yeah.
And so the chapter is taking it on. It's a group of 15 veterans and 30 civilians now that are working together to achieve the Veterans for Peace agenda. And one of the agenda markers is taking care of the Earth.
Yeah.
Earth is a victim of war. And these PCBs are leftovers from wars. And it's up to veterans, I think. It's part of my duty to
clean it up. Leftover from military contracting.
Leftover from manufacturing. And legacy leftover from the Cold War. The Cold War legacy leftover. And so we have an opportunity, I think, to take care of our earth, and take care of our water, and leave it better than we found it.
And perhaps people, I understand that part of this is to uncover what really happened with the PCBs, what's going on in Silver Lake, what's going on in Housatonic River, how is that cleanup going, is it going, is it more of a Band-Aid, is it real? And then another place that you're also, that I heard that you're going, I don't know if this is true, but you're interested in kind of like the Camp Lejeune process, coverage for people for their medical ailments that were created by this stuff.
You mentioned Master Sergeant earlier.
Yeah.
He gave us a blueprint. And so we want to follow his blueprint. We want to track where the chemicals are. We want to track who's sick. And we want to get the news out. We want to let people know.
Yeah.
And we want to clean it up.
And
it's time. The times of sweeping under the rug are over.
How about reparations? Because I know with Camp Lejeune, there was $2.5 billion that went up to help medical coverage, financial coverage, so they're considering putting a PCB dump in Lee, in southern Berkshire County. Some of the highest property values in the country in southern Berkshire County.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful space, too.
It's a beautiful space. So what do you think about, you know, should there be restitution for, let's say, people who built businesses in the region that might take an economic hit, or people who bought homes for their families that will take an economic hit? Or people, do you think there should be kind of reparations?
Well, I think if you're going to start talking reparations, you go to people who are sick. You know, make sure the medical bills are paid.
Yeah.
And take care of the earth. And the General Electric wrecked our place. Wrecked it. And should they be held accountable? Yes, they should. And what does that look like? It looks like the earth being restored. It looks like health care being paid for. It looks like farming areas being restored. The things that need to happen to have a healthy, sustainable life. Like it was before they came. And when that happens, then we'll be done. But until that time, we have work to do. And, you know, there's nothing else to do but make sure that the people coming after us have a place to be.
Whoa. Yeah. And the people impacted get some kind of acknowledgement.
At least an apology, which it helps. An apology, it says, you know, it's not a big deal, but it helps.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, just switching gears a little bit to the veterans movement. If the VA would apologize to veterans, I think that we would see a lot of PTS being lifted a little bit. We never get the apology. We never get it. So the GE needs to apologize. The VA needs to apologize. And we need to accept the apologies and move on.
Yeah. Powerful. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. And how about, do you have any you've been out there. You recently got, you did some kind of standout a couple days ago
at
in Park Square. For those of you who aren't from the Pittsfield area, Park Square is like the center of the downtown area, right by where all the major banks used to be, some big churches. But you were out there, you called for a standout for what's being waged now in the Middle East, over by Iran, that we actually go and bomb a country who is not a threat to us. What happened? How many people turned out?
Well, we had 54 people showed up.
54 people? And
well, we announced it. So I woke up on Saturday morning, and I saw the announcement that there's war in Iran. Talked to a couple of our members, asked them if they thought we should do something, and they said yes. And stand out was a thing that Veterans Cities always does.
Yep.
So I wrote a press release, and within 24 hours, we had 54 people showing up protesting the war in Iran.
Yeah.
Demanding peace, demanding no troops on the ground. We don't want to see any boots on the ground in Iran.
It's actually not a war because it's a military action brought about illegally without the Congress.
Right, it wasn't no formal declaration.
No formal declaration.
But to the troops, it doesn't. They get their orders. They get their orders, they do it.
Uh-huh.
So that's when we realize it's not a lawful order, the civilians have to do something about that.
Yeah.
Because the soldiers are going to do what they're told to do. But it's our job to make sure they're being told what they're being told to do is legal, moral, and right. And what's happening now is none of those things. And it hurts my heart, and it makes me realize that we need to change how we think about governing ourselves, how we organize ourselves as people, our priorities. Reverend King talked about a revolution of values. And if we don't change our values, and our values change behavior. And if our behavior doesn't change, we're going to go where we're headed. And so we need to have some way of changing our behavior, which is a way of starting there, you have to change our values. And other than that, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
So I've changed my values in my lifetime. When I was in the military and versus to how I am now, my values have completely changed.
Yep.
And so society has the ability, we're being invited to, right now, we're being invited to change our values. And if we accept that invitation, heaven awaits for us. You know, the promised land is around the corner if we choose it. But we have to choose it, we have to work together, and we have to push for it.
Yeah.
And so I'm out here pushing and helping. I have ability to do some heavy lifting. I'm doing that heavy lifting. I understand the issues. I care about them, and I'm going to try to do something about
them. Yeah, and let's bring it back to water. You're listening to Unso It Flows, your only show for H2O, your super waterman ambassador for water. We're here on the snow-covered, ice-covered banks of the Pontusic Lake, and there are no people out here fishing.
There are some people out here.
Oh, look, they're way far out. You got to look.
It's a big lake.
It's a big lake. And one of the headwaters of the Housatonic River. And those bombs that are falling from the sky right now that are impacting the earth, they also impact the environment. And
absolutely.
They impact the water.
Mm-hmm.
They poison the water.
Toxic.
Yeah, we have actually, as a country, and we've destroyed those ancient rivers of Babylon. Destroyed. Boom. Toasted.
Depleted uranium is not depleted.
Yeah. And it gets into the water supply, and it ruins life for farmers, for regular people. And, you know, in Iraq, there's this ongoing stories of people being born with all sorts of birth defects due to this. And it's important.
Veterans' kids are getting birth defects, too.
Yeah.
Spina bifida. These things that are happening to veterans is just off the scale.
Wow. And that comes from the chemicals that are laced. And 60% of our bodies as adults is water. Our blood is 90% water. So when anything gets into our blood like that, it impacts our offspring.
Our offspring, our quality of life, and our ability to be people.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's in the Constitution. Life.
Liberty. Pursuit of happiness.
And that takes...
You need to have health.
And water.
If you want to be healthy, you have to have health. And if you want to be healthy, you have to have health, clean water.
Yeah, yeah. And we're getting snowed on pretty incredibly here.
I just want to tell one story, too.
Go for it.
There's an island out here. This is one of the reasons why I asked to be interviewed here today.
Yeah.
And so this place is a recreation place. I swim here. It's a sacred place for me. A couple of years ago, I did a swim challenge where I swam 22 miles in 1 month to highlight the fact that veterans issues, 22 veterans commit suicide a day.
22?
22 a day.
Wow.
And so that's one of the fruits of the military-industrial complex. These guys that are fighting right now are going to be offing themselves when they get home.
Yeah. Thank you, General Electric.
That's one of the fruits of militarism.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And it's why I'm a pacifist. You know, we look at Gandhi's tools for engaging conflict. Those folks did not go home and commit suicide. They didn't wreck the earth. They didn't wreck themselves. They didn't beat their kids when they got home. You know, they didn't have a drinking problem. They weren't on drugs. They weren't strung out. They didn't get divorced. They weren't in jail. You know, pacifism... That's what militarism does to people. Does to us. It brings us to those places. And the theory of peace by force is a false theory. And the only way through it, to engage in conflict is with pacifistic techniques, and that's what we're here for. That's what Veterans for Peace is pushing.
There's something that's on your calendar.
A few things.
Let's talk about the big one in the room on the 25th of April. Isn't your group, you're hosting an event called Deep Dive.
Deep Dive.
Deep
we're
Dive.
We're bringing in Chris Hedges. Chris, we're the big guns. We're the big voices. He's one of the biggest voices we have right now in the movement.
And we're going to tie the loop, according to what I saw of the planning, tie the loop of the military war economy, the hollowing out of cities around the country, including the city of Pittsfield. As you know, like, this is what happens when you're counting on the military for everything, and then tie it back to how we could renew everything when we're renewing our water and environmental resources.
Yep.
Yeah. So what are you expecting from that?
Well, you know, we're expecting miracles. I'm not going to lie. We are using intentionality. We believe that we can have an impact. I believe in miracles, and we're calling on divine interaction. I'm a man of faith, and I feel like I'm getting my marching orders from on high.
Nice.
And I'm trying to follow them as close as I can.
And that'll be Chris Hedges, April 25th. That's a Saturday. That's a couple days after Earth Day, which is appropriate.
Yeah, and we're going to have a big Earth Day program, too.
Yeah.
At LENCO, people don't know this, but ICE, they're producing ICE vehicles. The vehicles that you see when you turn on the TV and you see ICE terrorizing Minnesota, they're in the vehicles that are made right here in Pittsfield, right over there on Bettner Avenue. And we're going to go over there and check them out and tell them, you know, please don't accept any more ICE contracts.
Yeah, that makes a difference. And, you know, I appreciate the time you took. Is there any way that people could find out more about Veterans for Peace and be part of this water marching orders that you're taking on?
Yeah, well, veteransforpeace.org is our national website. Locally, we have a Facebook page, which is Chapter 186. And if you go onto Facebook and like us on Chapter 186, we'd appreciate it.
You could also put in Daniel Shays, I think.
Daniel Shays Chapter, that's our unofficial, our subname, our part name. So our full name is Veterans for Peace, Berkshire Chapter 186, Home of the Mohican.
All right.
That's our full name.
All right. And thanks thanks again for joining And So It Flows.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
I expect to be on again.
Yeah, we got the vets behind the water now. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. All right. Be well.
And you too.
And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Be well.
Yes. Pittsfield has a rock and roll water show. Water's voice from the Berkshires to all around our big blue marble. You're listening to And So It Flows on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, where water gets loud, water music, water culture, comedy, poetry, deep water conversations. I'm Leslie Gabriel, your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. Find us on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast Republic, and anywhere you get your podcast. We've got some more music coming your way. Super psyched to be with you, and stay tuned. Love your H2O.
I'm just a normal boy that sank when I fell overboard. My ship would leave the country, but I'd rather swim ashore. Without a life vest, I'd be stuck again. Wish I was much more masculine. Maybe then I could learn to swim like
14 miles away.
Now floating up and down, I spin colliding into sound. Like whales beneath me diving down, I'm sinking to the bottom of my everything that freaks me out. The lighthouse gleam has just run out. I'm cold as cold can be.
Stop his ending, I thought of just your face. relaxed and floated into space.
I wanna swim away, but don't know how. Sometimes it feels just like I'm falling in the ocean. Let the waves up, take me down. Let the hurricane set in motion, yeah. Let the rain of what I feel right now come down. Let the rain come down.
Now waking to the sun, I calculate what I had done. Like jumping from the bow, yeah, just to prove that I knew how, yeah. It's midnight's late reminder of the loss of her, the one I love. My will to quickly end it all, set front row in my need to fall. Into the ocean, end it all. Into the ocean, end it all. Into the ocean, end it all. Into the ocean, end it all.
Imagine the Chattahoochee River, meandering minor Mississippi with the same amount of mud. The stretch that borders Fort Benning in Georgia is bound by black willow, cypress, cottonwood, pawpaw, kudzu, beaver, heron, cottonmouth, chiggers, and cicada heat. I was there when the Rangers loaded the C-130 for night jump training. I was there when the plane took off and flew a 5-mile circle before approaching the drop zone map of the earth. I was there when they stood up, hooked up to the static line, and waited on the green light. I was there when the last 7 were rushed by their first sergeant out the door and into the night after the jump window had passed. The first sergeant followed on the heels of the last Ranger. The last 7 dropped silently, except for the soft whip billow of their parachutes, into the tangle of undergrowth at the tree line, into the riverside trees, into the night black Chattahoochee. All but the first sergeant were found alive, and when Taps was played for the fallen Ranger, the river did not weep.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be with you. That was a really awesome poem. The River Did Not Weep, and that was by Matt Smythe, a former staff writer for Free Range American. He hails from the Finger Lakes region of West New York. And he wrote that poem. Matt actually suffers from an inability to sit still if he's not in the woods or on the water. He's scheming a way to get there. Again, Matt, thanks a lot for providing that poem. Really cool that you did that. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, ambassador for water. Got a couple more tunes coming your way. And if you want to find out more about And So It Flows, just look it up on Google, And So It Flows Podcast. Check it out. Subscribe. Give it a really nice thumbs up. Give it a heart. Give it a love. Write a 5-star review. Do all those wonderful things, because from the Berkshires, we are shifting the way we see water. And So It Flows, your only show for H2O here at Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WSBR-FM, WTBR-FM, Pittsfield. And then 88.1 WSBR in Lee, all about your big blue wet stuff. All about it. A little bit of Counting Crows coming next with God of Ocean Tides.
Close the door on a short night. Lift the lid on the daylight. 6:09 West Tennessee time. And I buy all my days at the same place where the girl sells her nights to God of Ocean Tides. All night long, writing poems to California, melodies of failure, and the people I have known. Away, meanwhile, somewhere west of Carolina, in a congregation of strangers, we're digging holes to chatter. Then we pray to our reflections in the water when it rises. I said, headlights pin the highway down. Jesus spins the world around, and I'll spend all my tomorrows coming down. Goodbye all my days. I know I said I never loved you, but I might just try again tonight. Truck stops and river guides, gas stations of the cross, following a ghost, following a ghost. I pray the water wash away the memories and the cost. Carry me south to the sea, along with your memories of me. We are born in the water, and I will return to thee. Colored lights, birthday cakes, candle wax on paper plates. Breathe the water, oh, hush it by, hush it by. You can see through water, up to the sky. Gods of water, gods of rain, cover up the sun again. We are crossing at Mississippi line, and I tried all my days to love you just the way you hoped I might, but I'm leaving here tonight. I can't remember yesterday. I tried, if I said I could, I lied. Yeah.
Yes, Pittsfield has a rock and roll water show. Water's voice from the Berkshires to all around our big blue marble. You're listening to And So It Flows on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, where water gets loud, water music, water culture, comedy, poetry, deep water conversations. I'm Leslie Gabriel, your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. Find us on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast Republic, and anywhere you get your podcast. We've got some more music coming your way. Super psyched to be with you, and stay tuned. Love your H2O.
Lemon city water, sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See? In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.